the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Continuing our services, before we go into the text, I shall read. Prayer. Believers have asked for prayers of intercession from the children of God. Let us pray. God, dear Heavenly Father, you know our thoughts and our pleas, even before we know them ourselves. Nevertheless, we wish to turn towards you with prayer and thank you. You, Father, you have promised to hear our prayers. A believing mother asked for the prayers of God's children that her faith would be strengthened during summer services, that she and her whole family would one day reach the eternal home, heaven. Brothers and sisters ask strength for their faith and protection until they reach a destination. Many are afraid, will they be protected under temptations and trials? Please give them power to continue. Many people have asked for prayers on behalf of their family and close ones that God would give power and strengthen in different problems that they might have. They asked of God power and help even into these situations. A mother, that she would be strengthened to last while she battles cancer. That friendship would remain even while we're not healthy. And those, and a friend would be healed. God, give us power to believe as you know our path and you lead us on this path towards our heavenly home. A lady who cannot make it to services asked for prayers so that she could be protected in faith. I believe in Father that he would have the power to remain in faith in his family, even though the others have denied their faith. A sister with her husband and children, that they could receive the grace of repentance and they could have conversation with their son again. Relatives, friends, children, and on behalf of young, that God's grace would touch and take away those barriers to faith, that relatives would find, live in faith, and receive the grace of repentance, that they would notice the importance of faith, and that God would bless their lives. A young sister asked prayers on behalf of her brother that he would remain believing under trials and that he would receive believing friends. A believing young pair wish to thank the Heavenly Father for the temporal and spiritual blessings. In the same way that how God had helped them during difficult times, and their life now has meaning. I turn my gaze towards the mountains. Where would I receive help? I receive help from the Lord, from Him who has created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 121. Amen. I shall read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, three verses from the beginning, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which attaches so easily, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand at the throne of God. And consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen. We have been able to experience here summer services. Today was the opening day, but there were services yesterday. And there are many service guests. And as we have already many times mentioned, that summer services are heard very widely, and to such people who cannot come here but can partake to these summer services by listening . They can hear the sermons and the programs. I had today a situation a moment ago or a few hours ago to ask some young children here, what is the funnest here at summer services? And I was surprised. When I asked this twice, they received the same answer. Everything here is fun. And the answer, I'm sure, was true, because from these young kids that I asked, you could see the joy as Jesus sent the children as a picture of children that believing is a joyful matter, and we can feel this righteousness, peace and joy that is in the midst of God's kingdom. But unto a person who lives and it is endeavoring that we as believers are journeying on this road, there are many temptations and many matters that we experience that are very heavy burdens, or maybe heavy burdens for us on this road to heaven, we may experience that we become tired or tiredness. And for that reason, even at these services, we have already heard in all the sermons how, as we are journeying, we can experience often doubts and temptations, and we may become weary. Even to these services, people have come from many different situations in life. Friends, visitors, and there are also those here that live in many different situations or are in different situations in their life. This part that I read from the book of Hebrews began in this way, that we would have such a great cloud of witnesses around us. Here, it talks about the chapter before this one, where the writer of Hebrews writes, has explained these forefathers of faith. How the believers of the Old Testament believed, and how in their different life situations and trials, through faith, they made decisions, even in very difficult situations, they were able to experience that God helped them. God led their path or their journey. The believers of the Old Testament believed upon the promise that a Savior shall come, the Lord Jesus Christ. And with this power of this promise, they traveled in faith, for they believed it. If I read a few of these believers from the Old Testament that are written here, that were brought forth in this chapter 11, he speaks of Noah, that by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. When we all remember when Noah was building the ark, and how the people of that time, they thought Noah was particular, that he would be building a large ship on dry land and preaching that a flood will come. And even though when we think of this with our minds, it sounds dumb. But Noah was obedient to the word of God, to the command of God. But he built the ark and was saved. When we think of our time, these summer services, all this preparations and the work that it took to build this city in the midst of this world. It may look dumb from people of this world. People do not understand this. As we have been able to experience time and time again, that coming to summer services before the Word of God, gathering together here, is important for us. Faith opens our eyes. It also speaks here in the 11th chapter of Moses. In verse 23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. And then continues, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Here Moses, when we look at him, the writer to the Hebrews brings forth that Moses was before big decisions. He could have enjoyed all the riches of Egypt that he would have received if he would have stayed there. But by faith, he looked further unto that life that is on the other side of the border. And he's seen that reward greater than that reward that was offered here. That reward of everlasting heaven, everlasting life in heaven. Is this not the same destination that is our, that is us, isn't this a central message or central destination for us believers of today, and that we wish to endeavor, and that is why we carry the ridicule of Christ, and that we can experience this here. We look to the other side of the border, and that reward that is awaiting us with this weak faith that we own when we are preserved to the end of our lives, when we believe as believers and traveling in the God's kingdom. Here also writes here, when we can see, seeing that we are compassed, that's so great a cloud of witnesses, that it was a large cloud, but also in a chapter before, the writer says, those who believed before us and reminded these Hebrews, these who received this letter, and also us, that God had helped those who believed before. that what I should say more for the time will become too short. If I had to start from the beginning, and if I had to speak of other prophets. We heard today already of David and of his situation of in life and his temptations and his fallings and how God and spoke, how God spoke to David through a child of God, and David received the grace of repentance and returned into God's grace, into his kingdom. Through faith, as it says here, that through faith subdued kingdoms. These who are pictured of the Old Testament that are explained here, we could also speak of many former saints who have set down their travel shaft. They may be our grandparents or others. We may that by faith they were able to in their life such decisions that they could be preserved in faith and in the love of God's kingdom. They were able to sit down their travel staff in faith and have entered the rest of the righteous and await that day when everyone is called and those children of God who died in faith will be called, invited into everlasting joy. And then it is said here, look, that we set away all sin that attaches us and run that life of faith that is before us. Each one of us has our own story. This faith is a personal matter. And it means that we have our own life we must live. And this path that God has given unto us and has adjusted it for us. As we have heard many times already at these services and also in this text, that when we remember former saints into a life of a person, trials and temptations are part of it, and they belong in our life. As we heard at the beginning, the prayers of other people, that God allows us to have temptations. And from these, we feel a burden, sometimes sorrow, and such things that may be heavy. And here we are exhorted to put away these burdens. That is why it's important that we have friends, travel friends, to whom we can talk to and put away these burdens and sins. For under these burdens, we may experience weariness we may become tired. As it said here, that you would not faint in your minds. These burdens in our life may be so heavy. That we may go against God, asking, why are these temptations given unto me? But it is important that we would speak to other brothers and sisters and be sharing these burdens. This is such a matter where we can take part of the temptations of our friends and help them carry these burdens. Each one of us has an important duty here. when we notice people who are under heavy burdens, and that we would go to them and help them, comfort them with the gospel and with those promises of God, that God knows each stage of our lives, and He wishes and He will help us. Burdens are not sin, but they may become too heavy, but it is important that we would hear the promises of God and the gospel before all, that we have permission to believe, all sins and doubts forgiven. We can believe these forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Then it says here, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily attach to us. The writer of Hebrews here he writes of a race. As Paul also writes about this race. And when we are journeying with burdens, it is important that we reach the destination. But sin that we speak of here, this is a difficult issue, difficult matter, for sin separates man from God. That is why we wish to put sin away. We wish to put sin away, which always slows our journey. We have often used this picture. We know in our own life there are certain issues, that there are some sins that are easier to fall in, that our flesh and blood wish to go into these sins again and again. We speak of these as sins of past. When I read in the book of Hebrews, where it spoke of this, it is pictured in this way. When we speak of this race, a dress goes to the ankle or the hem of the dress. And if we run with a hem down by our ankles, it is difficult to run. And that is why we wish to put all sins that attach onto us, we wish to put away we can confess, which is a grace gift, which we can put away sins with names that also come and attach. And we can put these away by name and believe these forgiven. Being secure with the gospel, we can, when these sins are put away from our conscience, our steps become much lighter. And that is why even today we exhort, even to us children of God, that we can journey with a free conscience, and we can be rejoice and have a rejoice and joy in our minds, carry this peace of God in our hearts, and this journey then seems much lighter. But he continues here, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here, the writer to the Hebrews brings forth these, our forefathers, brings forth Jesus Christ, who redeemed the sins of the whole world, the sins of all people. He is the author and finisher of our faith. This is that central message from God's kingdom, that we believe upon that God sent his Son here into the world as a man. He fulfilled God's law and suffered death on a cross and redeemed our sins. And he died, but he arose from the dead and was victorious over death and opened the door into everlasting life, the glory of heaven. And there he sits on the right hand of God. And he sees each one of our hearts and wishes to help us. You, travel friend, here at summer services in Tornio, who are here, and to you who are listening from somewhere else, this is the central message of God's kingdom, that again and again we can be attached to this work of redemption, and we can own this gospel, this central message, this, you have permission to believe in Jesus' name and precious blood, all sins, temptations, and trials forgiven, all that burden you, you can believe forgiven unto peace, joy, and freedom. We can be secure in this gospel. This grace is enough, and it is important. And we can ask again and again for ourselves, and we can own this. And this exhortation, these words that the writer here writes, that he wrote to children of God and to congregations, they're very valid even today. Here, which we experience often, very tiresome, burdensome, in the midst of this world, But even in the midst of this world, we wish to be believing and journeying with the other children of God and in their guide, with their guidance, and you, travel friend, who experience, who feel yourself weary, and you maybe have thought, I can believe maybe in a different way, dear travel friend, who is traveling so weakly, listen to the instruction of God and the teaching of God's kingdom. Believe all sins and doubts and even these issues and thoughts that you have in your mind. Believe them forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. For it is through this gospel you receive power. You, friend, who has perhaps denied your faith through your life or in other ways, even unto you is this invitation. Come back, repent, and believe the gospel. This group of God's children is going towards heaven and to heaven. We can be comforted and secure even today at these services, trusting in God and His promises, trusting that the Heavenly Father will bring His obedient children to our destination, heaven. When I prepared myself, I felt myself in many ways tempted and doubtful. I would wish to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I promise to believe with you. In Jesus' name, amen.